when we start off this journey of really improving the relationship we have with ourselves, what we are going to discover is that we have some things that we would need to work through. We need to work through these things in order for us to feel better, right? And what I mean by this is that most of us have experienced something very difficult, something traumatic in our childhoods, in our teenage years or early adulthood that hugely impacted us, right? Or maybe we had a great childhood, but then we got into a toxic relationship. We were physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or sexually abused, right? So scars were formed in that or in those relationships, if there were several relationships. Some people, however, had a horrible childhood, a horrible upbringing, and then ended up attracting toxic partners as well, which is what happens a lot. I talked about that in one of my previous videos, how the things that we're really seeking and specifically missing from one of our parents or one of our guardians is what we usually seek in others, right? And because we're seeking it so desperately, right, being in this scarcity type of existence, we never get it, okay? So it's important to note that the way that you felt about yourself as a child will and has been contributing to your reality as an adult. Not because you don't have the opportunity, not because you don't have the freedom to make a choice that's going to give you a different reality, but because you continue to feed off of that energy. If you're feeding off of that vibration that you had in the past, you're still feeling the same emotions, okay? You're still thinking the same thoughts. You're probably taking similar action, right? And even if you feel like you are on the other spectrum, that you are not doing what you used to do as a child, you can be doing something that is different and you can have different thoughts, but it's really the energy behind the thoughts that determines your reality, right? So over here, I can say, oh, poor me. Why is my life so horrible? I feel like I'm a victim. But over here, I'm mad at myself and I'm mad at the world and I'm thinking that my aggression is gonna lead to a different outcome. But in reality, all I'm doing is I'm continuing to put myself in a lower vibration that doesn't feel good. And as a result of it not feeling good, I'm not going to change my life, if that makes sense. So we need to start digesting that too. When you are starting off your relationship with yourself, you need to start looking back into your life, into your history, your personal history, your past, simply to see, okay, so what was it that I was doing that wasn't serving me? For example, did I speak negatively to myself? Was I too harsh on myself? Was I just simply focused on my performance and so on and so forth? And why was that caused, right? Many times it's obviously because that's what our parents expected from us. So that's something that just that got embedded into us and we just continue to carry this on. And even though it didn't feel good that all that our parents cared about, at least what it felt like to us was our performance, even though that didn't feel good, because it was repeated and because it was instilled into us by our parents or our guardians, we just continued to carry that on. That's how it was for me. With one of my parents, I felt that only my performance mattered. So I got so used to try to prove myself through my worth that that's the only thing I carried with me, right? I wasn't able to have this honest and reflective and actionable relationship with myself because I just continued to do what I was shown and what I was taught, right? So in order for us to change our lives, when we're having this, little inventory with ourselves and figuring things out, we many times are going to figure out that there are still things from our past that are hurting us. Not because that event is still going on, but because our thoughts and our emotions are still tied to that person or that experience, right? So many times this shows as triggers, as an inability to communicate effectively. You get super reactive. It can show up as anxiety, depression, panic, extreme sadness, nightmares, PTSD. You can have all kinds of symptoms. You can have physical symptoms. You can have psychological symptoms, right? You can have mental symptoms. there are a lot of different symptoms that you can have as a result of you not working through what's been hurting you because you've suppressed your emotions in the past, right? So growing up, if you were in an unsafe environment where you didn't feel as safe to express yourself because maybe you would get yelled at or you would get hit or you would get punished in some other type of way or you were neglected, right? It didn't matter what you said. Then you develop the belief, right? You develop the belief of that you don't matter, that your voice doesn't matter, that you're not worthy, right? All these things are taught, right? It's not like we were born believing that we can't do things or that we're not worthy, right? As soon as we're born and brought into this reality, we have the innate and the intrinsic desire to create our lives and to be happy and to express ourselves, to be creative and intuitive. But we're brought up by people who are hurt, who are also damaged from their past, who are a product of their environment. And they most often just carry on with what they were taught, whether it's beneficial or not, they just do it, right? Automatic. They're on autopilot. So when this happens, we start receiving a lot of things that are not beneficial for us, right? So growing up, you were probably taught a lot of different things. You know, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. We don't want to label things. But there were things that you were taught, or there were things that were accepted or not accepted that did not feel good to you. And all these things that you carried with you contributed to where you are today. Not because of that those single events, but because the way you interpreted those events and the story that you made up of those events, right? Well, my dad is probably speaking to me this way because he doesn't love me. It doesn't feel good. So it must be the worst thing on the planet. He cannot love me. Or my mom doesn't care to see me. I must not be good enough. I'm not worthy of any love or affection, right? So you start creating all these stories that contribute to how you feel even more. So the single event or the single interaction with your parent or your guardian or somebody else who was in your life, that's painful. But what's even more painful is the story that you start making up after. And the story is gonna get more and more intense the more this is happening, and the more your self-esteem lowers, and the worse you start feeling about yourself, you're gonna start adding content to your story, to this new book that you are writing, right? If that makes sense. So those are some of the things we need to look at. What kind of story have I, what is the story that I'm telling myself about my mom? What is the story that I'm telling myself about my dad? What is the story that I'm telling myself about my siblings or my guardians or my grandparents or the people that were around me growing up, any other family members, right? But most importantly, what is the story that I'm telling myself about myself? What is the story that I'm telling me about me, right? How am I perceiving me, right? If I don't have an empowering and healthy perception and view of who I am, then how am I supposed to love myself, right? This is what we always need to go back to. And then this always brings you back to your relationship with yourself. Because you could have experienced the worst, most traumatic events in the past, but if you are able to say, okay, and recognize and realize and heal from that and say, hey, you know, they were damaged, they were broken, it hurts, and I'm gonna be on this journey because I am worth it. I know it wasn't my fault, but it's my responsibility to heal. That approach to yourself, it sets you up for a success, right? And you open up the gates for that. But if you're like, okay, well, I want to heal, I want to love myself, but I don't know, or you say it verbally that you're ready for this and you want it, but deep down you don't believe that you deserve it, you don't believe that it can happen for you, you believe that you will be entrapped by this pain forever, or if you have these beliefs, then it's not gonna happen. And you're constantly going to be on the fence of, oh, well, can I do it or can I not, right? Every day you're going to question yourself, and every day you're going to have a certain type of energy that radiates through you, which is going to attract people who feel the same about them. It doesn't make sense. So people that don't feel good about themselves are all going to be attracted to you. And this can be people who express themselves like you, but it can also be people that express themselves totally differently, right? People just has this belief that, well, if I'm a nice person, then it doesn't make sense that I attracted a narcissist. Or if I'm a nice person, why do I attract people who are not nice, and so on, right? We have all these stipulations, we have all these questions, because we think that that's how the law of attraction works. But in reality, you're attracting how you're feeling, right? And this is how the bully usually attracts the victim, because the bully has low self-esteem, doesn't love himself or herself, has a bad home environment, and it picks out the person that they can feel will doesn't feel good about himself or herself either. And they can tell by the way that this person is showing up in the world that this person is not the person who's going to speak up and say something. So this person is going to allow the bully to continue on and proceed with the behavior, right? And it's similar in our personal lives when it comes to love attraction, when it comes to us attracting friends. We usually attract the people who feel about themselves the way that we feel about us, or similarly, right? But just because that's the case, that doesn't mean that they're going to express it the same way. They may claim that they love themselves and that their life is the best they can be, and they're super loud about it, but deep down they feel like you feel, right? So again, anytime you're wanting to change your reality in terms of your professional world, or your dating world, or your circle of friends, or the dynamics in your relationship, that is all going to start with you, because you have to heal from whatever it is that is still haunting you, whatever it is that is still hurting you, whatever it is that is still disallowing you from not being your best self. When you heal the relationship with yourself, more importantly than healing your relationship with any other people, right? Because you're not going to be able to control whether or not they're going to change, and whether or not they're going to want to improve their relationship with you unless they tell you, right, straight up. But the person that you're going to be stuck with forever is going to be you. So the most important part, the most important, and really the only important relationship to heal is the relationship you have with yourself, right? Because if you heal that relationship, and if you start loving yourself, now when you're around people, now when something happens to you, now when you get triggered, you are not going to blame yourself, right? And you're not going to continue to carry this for weeks or months or years, because your relationship with yourself is priority. That is the only relationship that matters, right? So there are different ways to get started, and a lot of this may not make sense in the beginning. It may sound a little woozy or whatever, because it's deep, it's really, what can I say, it's not a system, or there are not a specific set of strategies that you can take to be like, okay, now I have accomplished this, now I love myself. No, this is like any other relationship, right? But it's the most difficult relationship, because you can't escape yourself. You cannot ever leave yourself. You're always going to be with yourself. With other people, and this is the reason why a lot of people break up and get divorces, because they get the mirror is so clear of things start showing up. Things start showing of who they are through this person. And this hurts a lot. And you're not ready to heal these parts of you. So it's easier to leave that person than to work on these things with yourself. But when you're simply working on yourself for the purpose of healing and loving yourself, there are a lot of things that are going to be revealed, right? But all these things that are revealed are not who you are. These are just the conditions and the identity and the response and who you have become as a result of what happened to you and how you interpreted it, right? So when we talk about your past and when we're talking about healing, you really have to heal your relationship with yourself. Because of your past, you became, like my husband loves to say, you turned into a turtle and you started hiding in your shell, or you started spraying like a skunk, and now you take it out and you take it out on everybody else, right? And we can see the different extremes in our society, right? Some people get depressed and they lock themselves up in their room. Some people are so angry because of their pain that they decide to threaten schools, they decide to kill someone or start taking drugs, or different types of response. There's different ways that people respond to their pain, right? And I want you to start looking at your pain as an indication and an indicator of that there is something that you are asking of yourself, right? You're asking more attention, you're asking for more love, you're asking for more affection, you're asking for more understanding, you're asking for validation, you're asking to be seen, you're asking to be held. So you need to start asking yourself, what is it that I need from myself, right? What is it that I need from myself that I'm always seeking from other people? And that for some reason, and I'm confused about it, which is really not confusing, but that's kind of the relation, the conversation you have with yourself. I'm confused why I can never find that one best friend that will stick by me no matter what. And I'm confused why I don't have a super awesome relationship with my partner or my spouse. Or I'm confused why I can't attract that person that I think would be an awesome fit for me. Why is that not happening? I really want it. Why isn't it happening? And again, it goes back to your relationship with yourself. Have you been completely honest? And have you taken action on what needs to be changed or what needs to improve, what needs to happen in order for you to have a healthier relationship with yourself? And then from there, start looking at, okay, so what is it that I still need to heal, right? And you might say, well, I want better for myself, but I can't because I'm constantly exploding. I get triggered by everything. Maybe you're the person who's always angry and yelling, or maybe you're the person who never wants to be in any type of confrontation because you're afraid of conflict, right? It doesn't matter on what end of the spectrum, on which end of the spectrum you are, because at the end of the day, you have the same root cause that you're in pain, right? So it doesn't matter how you play it out. It doesn't matter how you act out. All that matters is, what is the pain beneath, right? And what can I do about this pain? So a great way to get started is to start looking at the way that you are feeling every day, right? And in terms of what I say by that, what I mean by that is, how do you speak to yourself, right? How do you treat yourself? And then, like yesterday, are you taking action upon what needs to be taken action upon based on the realizations that you make? That's one part. Your relationship with yourself. Another part is, how are you interacting and how are you engaging in your relationships, in your relationships at work, in your relationship with your partner or your spouse, in your relationships with your friends, with your family members, with your kids? How are those relationships? How are you showing up? Are you showing up like the person that you want to be? Are you showing up as the best version of yourself? Or do you always get disappointed because you never really show up as a true you? You show up as someone who's irritated, someone who snaps fast, or someone who doesn't really speak her or his opinion. Like, who do you show up as? And then you can start breaking that down to see, okay, well, maybe I get super angry because of this, right? Okay, so if I get super angry because of that, why is that still happening, right? And what can I do to heal from that part? Another thing that you can look at directly too is your triggers, right? You are going to have, most of us have some type of triggers. It's just natural. If you don't have any triggers, then that's amazing, because I've never heard it. You have some type of trigger that is affecting you, whether it's a person, a smell, a situation, taste, a sound. Anything can be a trigger to us. Some triggers are conscious, meaning we're aware that this is triggering us. And in that moment, we know that this is what is causing the trigger, right? It can be an expression. It can be words as well. But many times we're not aware because we're getting triggered because it's reminding our body of something that happened in the past, right? Because our body stores memory. All the things that you suppressed in the past that you were not able to express, whether you chose not to or because it wasn't allowed, all those things still get stored, right? You can think of it as a library. All those emotions that you felt, that you didn't express, that you didn't do anything about, they were stored in your body, and they're still in your body. So Your body stores memory. So your body is going to remember if it hears something, if it smells something, or if something is expressed in a certain type of way that reminds the body of a past situation where it wasn't hurt, where it was in danger, right? So it puts you in fight or flight. And every time this happens, you're going to react and you're not going to respond. And you're going to react, you're going to become defensive, and you're going to put yourself in a position that doesn't feel good, right? And many times this is hard to do something about because you're not aware of what's going on, because you might be aware of the trigger, right? You know, oh my gosh, I'm getting triggered right now, but you don't know why, right? And this is why this is because your past so hurts so bad that you made sure to suppress it so deeply so you wouldn't hurt from it. Because you would rather not remember than remember, because if you remember, it's gonna hurt too much, right? But it hurts even more because it's affecting you indirectly and then eventually directly through these different interactions or through these different experiences. So if that is happening and you're seeing, oh my gosh, I'm getting triggered, I don't even know why, you know, you need to figure out a way to figure out what that is, whether it's through conversations with your parents, whether it's you doing some journaling, spending some time with yourself to figure out what is this coming from, right? So we can start off with simply being more honest with ourselves about what is going on and what we want to change. Then we move on to the healing aspect. Okay, so what is it that I need to heal, right? What is it that is still hurting? What kind of abuse did I experience, and how is that showing up in my life? How is it affecting me every day, right? And most of the time, it's not necessarily that you need someone to tell you something long enough, right? A lot of people do talk therapy, for example, for years, but it doesn't help, because when we talk about it, it just hurts more. It just brings back the memory. Most of the time, it's us forgiving ourselves and transforming the story, rewriting the story that we're telling ourselves about what happened, right? And then finally start showing ourselves the love that we didn't get in the past, right? And if we make the deliberate effort every day and we put the attention there, right? If we start showing ourselves the love that we wish we got in the past, or we start telling ourselves a story that feels better, when we do that repeatedly, that is going to become our new reality. So you may say, well, in a year or in a few months, when I think back on what happened, it's still going to hurt the same. No, it's not, because you've laid a new foundation. The reason why it continues to hurt the same is because you're continuing to have the same story, and you're continuing to talk to yourself the way you're talking to yourself, and you're continuing to have a disempowering relationship with yourself that is not benefiting you in terms of your healing, if that makes sense. Again, there are a lot of things that you can do to help you heal. You know, you can work with a coach, you can work with a therapist, you can do shadow work, you can do mirror work, you can do journaling, you can do energy healing. There are a lot of different things that you can do to assist you on your healing journey, but all of that will matter if you don't recognize, and if you don't realize, and if you're not willing to heal the relationship you have with yourself, right? And that's what you can do little by little every day, by rewriting your story, by expressing to yourself the things that you needed to hear as a child, right? By reminding yourself of how worthy you are, by doing the work, by doing the journaling, by listening to people, for example, like you're listening to me right now, sharing their stories, right? Sharing their testimonies, reading books, learning about the brain, learning about the body, learning about these things that are really important to know. So then you're focusing your attention on the things that would actually benefit you, instead of focusing on telling yourself the same old story day in and day out, right? Because when you hear this long enough, of course you're not going to be able to deal with the pain anymore, and you're going to turn to alcohol, drugs, other type of drugs. You're going to turn to criminal activities or promiscuous sex, gambling. There are so many different things, or engage in violent acts, something to get your attention off of the pain, right? And that is something that all people that are incarcerated, most people that are homeless have in common, that there is some extreme pain underneath, right? There is something deep down that is hurting them so much that they were not able to heal from, that they didn't know how to heal from and all they wanted to do was to take that pain away. And they realized they couldn't continue to suppress their pain because they were able to do it while they were children, but now it's really expressing itself and they cannot deal with the pain anymore. So they're finding something to numb the pain, right? To numb the pain in the moment, right? And Dr. Gabor Mate loves to say that we deal with the long-term consequences. We would rather deal with long-term consequences than to deal with the short-term suffering, right? So the long-term consequences are more promising than to suffer in the moment, because that's how much it hurts, right? And we don't ever want you to get to that point. So if your physical, if your external environment is not the way you want it to be, has everything to do with what's going on inside of you, right? What is going on in terms of your story? What is going on in terms of your self-talk? What is going on in terms of your with your healing journey, in terms of the relationship that you're healing with yourself? What is going on with your deliberate attention to what it is that you want and taking new action that is actually putting you in the direction where you want to go versus where you used to go and where you used to be, that is only leading you to feel the way you're feeling right now, that is only leading you to experience the relationships you experienced so far, that is leading you to be in a place where you don't feel empowered, where you don't feel like yourself, where you don't feel like you're growing, where you don't feel like you're healing, where you don't feel like you have any love for yourself, right? Those old actions and those old habits led you to that, right? Now you have to develop something completely different to get to the place where you want to be. And in that journey, it's super important to not have too high expectations. For example, if you're doing the work and you're not seeing the results right away, if you start bashing yourself right away because you're like, hey, I'm doing the work, I should see something right now, then you're really going against your relationship with yourself, because you have to have the patience with yourself, if that makes sense. So in this quest of bettering your relationship with yourself, in this quest of really healing your relationship with yourself, in this quest of healing and finding a new story and writing, you know, a new script of your life, it's so important to have patience with yourself, to allow yourself to take the time that you need, to allow yourself to hurt, to allow yourself to cry, to allow yourself to be angry, and then not be frustrated with yourself when those things are coming up as you're going on this journey. Because in this journey, you're going to experience more of that. You're going to experience more of that because you're going to start letting your emotions out. When you start letting your emotions out, you're probably going to react in ways that you didn't predict before and you weren't able to predict because you were suppressing this, right? So maybe you were this super quiet person. Maybe you didn't really open up in your relationships, and now in your new relationship where you think your partner is awesome, now all of a sudden you're exploding because you finally decided that you're going to be honest, you're going to be open, you're going to be transparent, and you want to have a healthy relationship. But because you have so much pain, and you've been damaged in the past, or you've been telling yourself that you're damaged and you suppress that, now that is coming up. That doesn't mean that you're headed in the wrong direction. It just simply means that you're releasing some things now, right? And as you're exploding, as you're expressing your emotions, as things are coming out, then yeah, of course you can say, okay, all right, I'm super angry when this is happening, or I get super angry when I do this, or when my partner does this, or when people speak to me this way. And then you're learning these things about yourself, right? It's great because you get to learn. In the past, you didn't really get to see this because you were suppressing your emotions. So don't get angry with yourself, but don't get frustrated or bash yourself because now all of a sudden you start feeling more and it hurts more and it's frustrating. This is the biggest reason why most people never get on this journey. Why the people that don't get on their journey, this is the biggest reason why they don't. Because it hurts more to get on this journey than what it does to stay in the numb reality that you're in with some pain and a little bit of pleasure, right? But the current reality that you're in long term is really going to destroy you and may lead you to places where you never wanted to find yourself, and you're going to be damaging your kids and the other people around you as well. But the other direction, which I really want to push you on and direct you toward, is the journey of temporary pain. There's going to be pain for a while. There's going to be pain because there's so much that's been suppressed, right? So as you start healing, these emotions are going to start they're going to be brought up to the surface. And when they're brought up to the surface, it's going to be painful, right? So you have to be willing to experience the pain. You have to be willing to bleed. Like I love to tell my clients, you have to be willing to temporarily bleed, right? So you can eventually heal, right? We have to bleed. When we cut ourselves, we have to bleed. We bleed and then we allow that wound to heal. You have to do the same thing with yourself, right? That process has to take place. So if you're willing to go through that process, you can get yourself to a new reality. A new reality in terms of your relationship with yourself, and a new reality in terms of your external world, what's going on, how you're interacting with people, the opportunities that you're getting, what you're attracting into your life, what it is that you're manifesting, the amount of money that you're making, and all these things that are blocked because you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself, that are blocked because you're still hurt from your childhood, that are blocked because you have a lot of limiting beliefs about yourself, about the world, and about whatever it is that you're wanting that you cannot have, right? So our relationship with ourselves, when we start taking charge of it, and when we make it the priority, the only priority, and when we allow ourselves to be selfish and take care of ourselves for the first time ever, that's what starts creating magic. And we're able to show up for people, we're able to do our job, we're able to run our business in a way that we've never been able to run it before, because now we're actually showing up as us, right? Versus the old self that we showed up as was the fragile, the made up, the fake identity, the persona, right? The mask that we carried as a result of our pain. So when we were engaging in this world, we were not being ourselves. And although we found ourselves being active in different places and with different people, we were never fully present. Why? Because we were never fully ourselves, all right? So you want to be able to be yourself. You want to be able to feel good. You want to be able to show up as you. So the everything that is built and created in this life, you feel, okay, well, whether it worked out well or whether it didn't, it doesn't matter, because I showed up as me. I did what I wanted to do, and I'm not going to bash myself for whatever it is that I'm experiencing. I'm continuing to learn about myself. I'm continuing to learn about myself through myself, right? And also through other people, as I'm engaging and interacting with other people. And now I'm choosing to start looking at my triggers and looking at my conversations as kind of like guides to discover more about the pain that I'm still experiencing, instead of looking at those people and looking at those conversations at that person is horrible, that person is bad, and I cannot believe that that person said that to me. Oh my gosh, it's so disrespectful, right? So you change your perception and your perspective on that and start saying, why did I feel that way? Why did I experience that as being disrespectful? Why is that? What is the story that I'm telling myself about this person, about this conversation, about that word, about that statement? What is that? And you make your whole life about you. That's when you take yourself from the victim mentality to the victor mentality, where your life is simply created by you. And what is more empowering, to know that your life is created by you, or that your life is created by other people and what happens to you, right? And and what other people do to you and what happens to you used to be the old stuff, right? Your old story. That's what you let define you, because you didn't know any better and you weren't able to get the help that you needed, right? So I'm not saying that anything that happened to you in the past was your fault, right? But a person who's self-carved, a woman that is self-carved, knows that that has nothing to do with you. But your healing and your forward progress has everything to do with your choice to make a better life for yourself. And that starts with your relationship with yourself. That starts with you wanting to heal your relationship with yourself. You wanting to heal the things that are not healthy when it comes to you and yourself and your relationship with yourself. Okay? So that's it for day two. If you have any questions, let me know. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, please write them in the comment box. If you think somebody needs to hear this, please, please tag them. And if you think that most of your friends need to hear this, would you please share this video on your page? I would greatly appreciate it. And tomorrow I will be back with the third and final part of the Self-Love Masterclass. I thank you so much for watching, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.